Good morning and welcome once again to JFK Spotlight on Health. My name is Joel Katz. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work that is being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. And joining us this week, once again, is Dr. Aram Jawed, specializing in minimally invasive bariatric surgery at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. Good morning once again. Nice to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we've talked about bariatric surgery and what it is and how it works, but I would like this week to discuss and focus on, there's a lot of medications out there that are now becoming popular for weight loss. And I feel that I don't use those medications, but I feel like it's like a, kind of a red flag to me. And I wanted to get your opinion on that. So what are some of the, I won't name any of them. You can if you want, medications that people are taking and seem to be working for losing weight?
Sure. Well, yeah, these medications have been popularized over the last year. Mm-hmm. Mostly it started out with celebrities taking off-label medications that are specifically used for diabetes and then using them for weight loss. And that spiked a potential problem in the beginning because a lot of the patients who needed their medications for diabetes now did not have access to those medications. Mm. But with the advent of social media, TikTok, Instagram, and all of these platforms, these medications just increasingly became popular. And a lot of our patients have been asking for them. Specifically, I'm not going to name a brand because they're all kind of the same. They have it's called semaglutides is the name for the medication.
Okay.
So a lot of these patients are requesting medical weight management with these, what were originally meant to be diabetic medications with the off-label use of weight loss, but now there have been FDA-approved semaglutides specifically for weight loss. So they have kind of refined some of these medications for weight loss. Nowadays, it's not really widely available. How they work is they do help you lose weight by making you feel full, okay?
Right.
And how they do that is they hold a lot of the food that you're eating in the stomach, and they help with diabetes because they help the pancreas release insulin to decrease the blood sugar that's high in a lot of diabetic patients. And because you have a lot of food in your stomach, you feel full, right? And there are a lot of implications with that. Medically, that we are finding, because these medications are so new, we don't know what the long-term complications of these medications are. The most common side effects that we've been seeing are gastrointestinal issues, even explosive diarrhea, stomach issues including nausea, vomiting, distension. The New York Times did an article recently about malnutrition due to the nausea and vomiting associated. And this is where, you know, a lot of patients actually do well with these medications, but they don't lose the amount of weight that they anticipated or they hoped for. And what we don't like to see is, say you start a medication and you start having really bad nausea and vomiting, but hey, you know what? I've lost a lot of weight with that, so I'm going to accept the side effects in exchange for the weight loss. And that's where we start seeing really bad health outcomes because of that. And that's where we're really warning patients that, hey, look, if you're having side effects with these medications, please try to choose an alternative method. There are new FDA warnings, one of just a couple weeks ago. Black label warning came on from the FDA regarding the semaglutides, saying that they actually cause intestinal blockages right now. There's a lawsuit going on due to stomach paralysis in some patients that have been taking it for over 2 years. Now, don't get me wrong. We've been prescribing this medication for a year, but we're highly selective. We work in a metabolic center that has a lot of a comprehensive metabolic weight loss and surgical center where we can monitor patients and their side effects. A lot of patients are going to their doctors who don't specialize in weight loss, getting prescribed these medications, or even worse, going to a pharmacy that doesn't prescribe a medication that's safe, and they end up getting really bad side effects that can actually last a lifetime.
Well, you kind of touched on this, and we're talking about taking diabetic medications to lose weight. Why is that okay? Because it seems to me, if there's a drug that helps me do something other than what it's intended for, like if I take my mother's heart medication because it makes me run faster or jump higher, not going to happen, but I'm just giving an example, there's got to be some danger there as to, well, I don't have diabetes. Why am I taking this? Why is that okay to prescribe a diabetic medication to somebody who isn't diabetic?
Well, it's really not okay. And in the beginning, it was a detriment, especially for the people who needed their diabetes.
Right, they weren't getting their drugs, right.
And they weren't getting their drugs, and they were having, you know, extreme complications from diabetes because those were the types of drugs that worked for them. But you can also, historically, if you look at medicine in general, that happens a lot, right? Rogaine was not invented to regrow hair. It was invented for blood pressure. It was a blood pressure medication.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Originally. Yeah, and the side effect was that it grew hair. So then it was refined over time in order to better help grow hair. And that's what we're seeing now, is that some of those diabetic medications are being refined for an FDA approved specifically, not for diabetes,
right,
but
right.
Only for weight loss.
Great.
So there are some medications now, very seldom, very few. What the warning really is that they're so new that we don't know what the long-term complications are.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand that this isn't like a one-and-done procedure, right? You have to take these medications for a prolonged period of time, if not a lifetime. And if you stop the medications, all of the studies show that you gain all your weight back. So do you really want to be on? That's what patients have to ask themselves, you know. Am I okay with taking the risk of weight loss with this chemical medication that I'm taking, you know, every week for a prolonged period of time? And if I stop that medication, then I can regain the weight. Now, the STEPS trial, it's STEPS, STEPS, was done by the NIH. Anybody can look it up. And what they showed with semaglutides, weight loss medications in general, is you get 6% of your weight loss in 3 months on average and 12% in 7 months. Okay? Some studies show that you can get up to between 15 and 20% at most weight loss. Okay? Again, once you stop the medication, you regain the weight. This is not meant for anybody with a very high body mass index. So if your BMI, body mass index, which is a calculation of your height and your weight, is 40 or higher, you're not going to achieve the weight that you need to be healthy with these medications. You know, unless, of course, you're accepting some of the side effects, but that's not the healthy way to lose weight, right? And so you can't use it if you're pregnant. You can't use it if you have thyroid issues, okay? So if you get pregnant and you get off the medication, now you're gaining weight back, plus you're getting your pregnancy weight, and then afterwards you kind of have to start back to square one again.
Does it work for anybody? When I say anybody, is there an ideal patient who this would work for, or are we going to run into these issues with everybody? And I think the people who are taking them, are they desperate? Because there are warnings here. It's not like it's like everybody's saying this is great for everybody. Take it. There, when you go to the doctor, when they come to see you, if they wanted to see you about this, you would say, well, here's what you got to look out for. I think some of these people may be desperate to lose weight. When you talk about the 40 BMI and over, maybe they're misinformed and they're like, oh, all I got to do is take this. I'll take this, and they don't realize some of the repercussions that are involved. And it may not be for everybody, but it is for most people, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So, you know, when a patient comes in and talks to me about this, we look at them as a whole. We look at their body mass index. We look at their comorbid conditions. We test their metabolism. And that's another thing. You know, with the procedure, we can change the metabolism for the rest of your life without having to take medications for the rest of your life. But some of these medications are good for people with a lower BMI, and these are approved for a body mass index of 30 and above. A procedure is not approved from 30 and above. It's approved from 35 and above. So if you had a BMI on the lower end between 30 and 35, and you needed a jump start to your weight loss, something to just help you get down there, and then you feel like you can use your life, change your lifestyle, and then the medications can help you get down, you know, that what would I say, 6 to 12% down, and that's really all you need, and then you can continue without and wean yourself off of those medications, that's a good candidate for the medication. Right. Another good candidate for the medication is somebody who's actually had a weight loss procedure and lost, say, 150 pounds, but wants that extra 20 pounds.
Okay, so you don't want when you're, and you said this, if you are overweight, this isn't where you want to start.
This is definitely not where you want to start.
Finish there, but you don't want to start there.
Exactly. And we have a lot of patients who come in who are looking to do the procedure because they've actually had either terrible side effects from these medications, they've kind of been strung along with another doctor for 12 months on these medications, and they've only lost 15 to 20 pounds, and they really need to lose 70 or 80 pounds. You know, so they come in. And they say, what are my options? And we tell them about their different options, and a lot of times they end up getting a weight loss procedure that changes their metabolism, and afterwards they get there. They get that 50, 60, 70 pounds mm-hmm. down, and they don't need the medication anymore. You know, so that's typically the patients that we've been seeing recently. A lot of the patients, either because of side effects or because they didn't lose enough weight and because they were misled, right? If mm-hmm. you're 300 pounds or heavier, these medications have not been shown in the literature that's out there to get you to a healthy weight, to under a BMI of 30 or even under a BMI of 35.
We're talking with Dr. Aram Jawed, specializing in minimally invasive bariatric surgery at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. But we're talking about these diabetic drugs that are helping people lose weight, and we're learning about the hidden dangers. Because someone from the outside, and you see people talking about it, or you hear people talking about it, or you see the ads, or whatever the case may be, you think, oh, this is a miracle drug. But there is a lot behind the scenes. And you mentioned the FDA warnings. I hadn't heard of that until you just brought it up. So I think there's a danger there for especially the people you're talking about who are a 40 BMI or more. They're like, oh, this is all I needed. This is great.
Right. Everybody is looking for, obviously, when it comes to weight loss, the least that they can do to lose the weight, right? So everybody's looking for that magic pill that's just going to solve all their problems. That's not going to happen, whether it's with the procedure or whether it's with the medications. You can't just take something and not change your lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle in order to for any of these things to really work well, you know? And the problem, again, I want to emphasize, is that these medications are so new. We don't know what the long-term side effects of them are. We can relate this back to phentermine, okay? There was a medication called Fen-Phen that came out.
I remember that, yeah.
And that kind of had the same type of wave, but we didn't have the social media effect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have the TikToks and the Instagrams on phentermine and Fen-Phen. But when that first came out, everybody was crowding to get that,
right.
that medication. And then what happened down the line is they found a lot of terrible side effects, but nobody knew of those in
right.
the very beginning. Right, so later on, all of a sudden, people had heart effects, kidney effects, liver effects, and then it kind of went out of favor.
I remember a friend of mine had got an enormous amount of gallstones or kidney stones. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Like
yep, exactly.
It was just like a pile of them that were removed from her because of that.
Right, and see, this is the thing. Right, with a medication, and right now they're injectable medications, so you're injecting that medication into your body. It's affecting the entire body, right? It's going into your bloodstream. It's affecting the entire body. That's why you have such a myriad of complications. It can cause pancreatitis. It can cause gallbladder issues. It can cause stomach issues. It can cause malnutrition. It can cause explosive diarrhea, vomiting. So it's affecting every part of your body because it's a chemical that's going to every part of your body. As opposed to a weight loss procedure, it is much more surgically directed at the portion of your digestive system that needs to be updated to get rid of specific hormones to allow you to lose the weight. Right? That's mm-hmm. not affecting every other organ in your body like a chemical would. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. For those who are hesitant, you know, I've spoken to a lot of doctors about this. I speak to a lot of doctors every week, obviously. I do the show every week. And my limited education on it tells me that the best choice for losing weight is never a drug or rarely taking a drug. And for the main, for the reasons you've pointed out, you don't know what else it's doing, and you're going to get, you're going to gain the weight back most of the time. There are exceptions, but very few.
Correct. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are, they're very strategic in the way that they kind of portray and advertise some of these medications, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that patients just have to be really aware and cognizant of what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how long they have to do it for, right? So we're talking about, and when you say weight loss, we're talking about long-term permanent weight loss.
Right.
Everybody's goal is long-term permanent weight loss, you know? Diets, we know, NIH has said that diets and exercise don't work for weight loss more than 95% of the time. Why? Because every time you go on a diet or you exercise too much, you know, you'll lose the weight, but then your metabolism drops lower. Your body craves more weight to be put on because it thinks you're starving and it wants you to actually have reserves, so that extra fat and extra weight that it keeps on are reserves that your body is fighting the diet,
mm-hmm.
it's fighting the exercise, it lowers its metabolism, and then you have a lower metabolic set point, and eventually when you reach your goal weight, you say, okay, I'm going to go back to my normal lifestyle now without trying to kill myself with the diet and the exercise, and then all of a sudden you start gaining all that weight back, and then you're back to your baseline again, and then you try a different diet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how many diets exist? There are thousands of diets, and, you know, there's Atkins, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting now, keto, paleo, South Beach. I mean, you can just keep naming
them. Yeah, there's tons of them.
And if any of them actually worked for long-term weight loss, that would be the gold standard. But there really is no gold standard diet. Everybody just keeps coming up with a different diet because eventually, it's not a long-term solution, right? And the medications can kind of be looked at as the same if patients understand that they don't want to be on this for the long term, or they start getting side effects and things like that. It's almost like another diet where it's like a pill diet, right, or an injectable diet, and they lose the weight, sure, but do you really want to be on this for the rest of your life? At this point, that's what you need to do in order to sustain that 15 to 20% weight loss, right?
Mm.
Whereas surgical weight loss has been around for over 20 years. It's tried and tested. It's a gold standard without the long-term complications and without the long-term need for any injectable weight loss medications or oral weight loss medications. We completely get rid of the hormones, such as ghrelin, some of these hormones in your stomach, for good. And it really updates the digestive system by establishing a new metabolic set point. So your body works with you to lose the weight rather than against you, right? Because if you can somehow increase your metabolism, that means whatever day-to-day activities you're doing, your body's actually burning more energy than it was before. And in order to really establish a new metabolic set point, you have to update your digestive system to kind of the society that we live in. We don't need such massive stomachs anymore, you know, long, very high absorptive capacity intestines anymore. I mean, these are very, you know, again, I think we touched on this before, but I studied biological anthropology, the study of evolution, and this kind of comes full circle for me because, you know, we needed such a robust digestive system thousands of years ago when everybody was outdoors and hunting, gathering, foraging, farming,
right,
eating low-calorie food, right, low-calorie food, and doing a lot of physical activity. You need to be able to eat 1.5 liters of low-calorie green leafy vegetables, nuts, and fruits in order to extract all the calories, in order to do all the physical activity. Well, nowadays, you don't need to do that anymore. It's kind of 180 degrees flop to the point where you don't need too much physical activity to survive, and it's a double-edged sword because now the quality of the food is so high that a small amount of food is packed with calories. So that digestive system is just outdated.
Yeah.
So what we do as a procedure is we update that digestive system to the society that we're living in, and people reestablish new metabolic set points, and they don't have to kill themselves. They don't have to go on crazy diets and do a ton of exercise in order to lose their weight, the body just helps them lose the weight and recognizes that they don't need to eat so much food.
And a much higher success rate than taking the pill of the week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we all know somebody who, we all know people, we all know somebody who was had a high BMI, was obese, lost weight, looked great. You look great. Thanks. You look, and then you see them a couple months later, and they're right back to where they were. And it happens all the time.
Right. Absolutely.
But with the surgery, how often do you see that happening with, you do this work there at the Center of Excellence for the Treatment of Obesity. You have a comprehensive weight loss program, nutrition. How often is that not something that works out for the best, let's say?
I would say in our practice, 90% or more of our patients have lost a significant amount of weight and for the long term have kept it off. And that's really why you need to go to a Center of Excellence for the Treatment of Obesity, comprehensive weight loss surgical program that we have here at JFK for Life, with dietary surgical medication, whatever you want, but your nutrition and your blood work levels need to be monitored alongside with the weight loss. We have monthly support groups with a lot of people from in the same boat who are helping and supporting each other for that long-term sustainable weight loss. And so we have a much, much, much higher success rate with long-term stable weight loss. Now, I've never seen a patient of mine, to be honest, who has lost a significant amount of weight and then gained it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Never. So, you know, I've been doing this for over 10 years, and we may have patients, you know, the pandemic, stressors like that, patients may lose 100 pounds, but then gain 15 or 20 back, you know? But mm-hmm. they're never going to gain that 100 pounds back. And with diets and medications, we see that people have lost 50, 40, 50 pounds, but then gained it all back. And now their net weight loss was really only 2 or 3 pounds.
And you monitor them for life.
We do, yes. We monitor them for life. We like to check in with everybody yearly afterwards. Again, we have monthly support groups. So if somebody feels like they're not doing as well as they hoped, or something happened in their life and they kind of fell off the wagon and they want to get back on, they don't have to wait to come in a year to see us. They can just jump on a monthly support group at any time. And then depending on that, they can always reconnect with the surgeons or our nutritionists or whoever.
And we should point out that it's not for everybody. They may come in for a consultation and they're just not qualified for the surgery.
Absolutely. Again, body mass index of 35 and above qualifies for a surgical procedure. The weight loss medication is lower, so BMI of 30 to 35.
30 to 35, right. Dr. Aram Jawed, thank you so much for joining us once again. I think we learned a whole lot more. I mean, we've spoken a few times, but very interesting about the medication, because it is everywhere, and I have friends and family members talking about it, not necessarily taking it, and it's good to be informed before you put something like that into your body.
Absolutely. And look, you know, I'm not saying that the medications don't have a role. They definitely have a role, but we just have to be extremely cautious, especially at this time when it's more of a fad and a social media craze than it is, you know, a medical doctor-approved popular treatment for long-term sustained weight loss. So if anybody's interested in either the medication or the differences between the two, definitely give us a call, come in, and then we self-tailor everybody individually to their own kind of treatment protocol.
And you can get all the information at jfkmc.org. Dr. Aram Jawed, specializing in minimally invasive bariatric surgery at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For podcasts of the show, go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health, brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz, and we'll talk again next week.